this. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there. Whoa.
This time, this is the part.
Shit,
I took the fucking song off. I'm doing it the right way. I'm in charge, not Billy Faggot Joel.
I saw Billy Joel live in the Garden, by the way. Pretty fucking fire. This is also an underappreciated Billy Joel track.
Kind of stinks, though.
Oh, you stink. You stink, Patrick Schroeder. You fucking bitch. You never disrespect my opinion on my own show.
That's what I call
if you disagree with me on anything, is disrespecting my opinion.
Not even disagreeing, it was blatant disrespect of
blatant opinion. Disrespect of my fucking opinion.
Write that down.
You goddamn right I am. It was almost the hashtag of the day, but it's not. We'll figure what that is in a minute. Shannon, what are we up against today, by the way? Yeah, she didn't have it ready. Gotta throw it to her once in a while just to see if she's got it ready. I haven't done it in a month. I'm furious that she doesn't have it ready.
Every single time I have it, you don't go to it. And I
always
had to rush.
Have it ready, Shannon.
I was rushing, I'm sorry.
What are we up against today? I mean, Columbus Day, right?
Great Chicago Fire begins.
Indigenous People's Day? Is that what they're trying to take it back from Columbus?
Yeah.
These ingrateful indigenous people. Ingrateful. Ungrateful? It is ungrateful, right? You can be an ingrate when you are ungrateful.
Sure.
Mangrate. Today's show is brought to you by Mangrate. You too can grill from your stovetop. Please. Guys, I'm really good at improv. So, welcome to the show, Real Ass Podcast. Shannon, what are we up against? Do you know yet? Tell me in a minute. We're going to get some plugs out of the way real quick. Patrick Schroeder, what do you got going on?
You can follow me everywhere online at Showtime. Check out my podcast, The Good, The Dad, and The Ugly. New episode every Monday. Hilarious female comedian every week, setting us straight.
Is that what you do? Where you guys get a chick comic on every week?
Yep, and they teach us about dating and what we're doing wrong, and we try to defend ourselves, and then they ultimately win out because we are not real ass dudes.
Well, what a different show I'd have.
Yeah, that's...
We just wouldn't give her a mic. We just call her a cunt. Just yell cunt in her face. Like, yeah, how does it feel now?
The listeners don't even know that there is a woman there. She never speaks.
Nope.
It's just you yelling.
Sort of the format with Shannon. It's the producer of the show.
I was going to say, it sounds a lot like the pre-show meeting that we walked in on, where you were berating the Gas Digital staff.
I wasn't berating the Gas Digital staff. I was motivating them.
Okay.
We'll get into that too. Morning meetings.
Write
it down.
Lewis was giving his coffee as for closer speech.
Chrissy Mayer, what do you got going on?
Hi, it's so great to be here again. Thank you, guys. You can follow me, of course, at Chrissy Mayer, ChrissyMayr. I'm headlining Stand Up New York this Friday at 7:30. Gino Visconti is hosting, and Wendy Starling is doing some comedy on it. So come through, and you can get $5 off with the code Mayer, MAYR.
Wow, Chrissy Mayer, good for you.
Oh, thanks. I'm really excited and freaking out about it.
Why are you freaking out?
Because I haven't, I meant in my mind to like bark more and like hand out more flyers and do more like individual.
Flyers aren't. Nobody's going for a
really?
Flyer. Let's get into that. The marketing your own show today. I'm going to write that down. Excuse me.
Cough button.
I know. I keep on forgetting. Zach.
Just Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. And the week of Halloween, look out for my new podcast, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, here on the Gas Digital Network.
Fuck yeah, doggy. You know what's up, guys. This weekend, I'll be in Tampa, motherfucking Florida, coming to put my penis inside of your butts. That's right, guys. Free anal sex if you come out to any of my shows. I mean that. If you offer me your butthole this weekend in Tampa, I will get my penis erect with the help of Blue Chew, and I will put it inside of your butthole unprotected. Guaranteed. Money back guaranteed. If I'm unwilling to put my erect penis in your butthole in Tampa, Florida, at my shows at Side Splitters Comedy Club, on premises, I will give you your money back for your ticket. Try me. Try me. Side Splitters in Tampa this whole weekend, the 12th or 14th. I'm going to be with Bobby Kelly on a couple of those shows as well, so you have a chance to see both me and Robert Kelly. The great Robert Kelly, you know, a lot of people know him as the OG real-ass dude. You know, the guy who did it, I do it better, but you know, the guy who did it before me. We will both be in Tampa this week, and we're both bringing our kids, too, which is going to be a lot of fucking fun. Hanging out with the little boys down there, five-year... That sounds weird. We're hanging out with little boys in Tampa this weekend. Just cut that clip, if you could, just as a drop for some somebody's cell phone ringtone. I'm going to be... Look, my whole tour is coming up, guys. Luis J. Gomez presents Luis J. Gomez, presented by Luis J. Gomez, presented by Infinite CBD, who I fucking love, living my life as a CBD addict. I'm officially addicted to CBD, guys. I need it in my life 24 hours a day. You too can be a CBD addict, guys. Infinite
CBD.
They
probably wouldn't like that.
Yeah, no, they love it. What, Infinite CBD? They want me to tell people they're going to get addicted to their product. Dangerously addicted.
Okay.
Also was going to be the name of my special, but I decided for Luis J. Gomez Presents Luis J. Gomez instead. But yeah, pull up those dates, Shannon. I'm going everywhere, guys. I'll be in La Jolla at the Comedy Store next week in San Diego. Atlantic City's coming up, Philadelphia's coming up, Fairfield, Connecticut, Chicago, Miami, Florida, Boston, Massachusetts, Seattle, Washington, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Tennessee, Portland, Oregon. Is Boston up there? Yeah. Houston is officially on the books. Nashville's on the books. Atlanta looks like it's good. Long Island? Long Island's coming up? What?
Good.
Are you fucking kidding me? Long Island? Wow. And Denver for sure. So guys, listen to me. Gomez... Luis J. Gomez presents LuisJGomez.com is the website. The special will be taped December 9th here in New York City. I'm changing the game, guys. The world's longest rape joke will be told on this special. I promise you. Good. Go find out if there's anybody got a longer rape joke. Doesn't exist. So go to the website. See what city I'm coming to. If you want me in your hometown, just tweet at me. I'm going to try to go. I'm trying to get every fucking city I can go to before... I just broke my pen. That's how into this fucking plug I am right now.
What the hell's the matter with you?
GomezComedy.com is not a website anymore. Don't go there, just so you guys know. Chrissy, you were going to say something?
I just really admire that you're not afraid to leave Long Island out of your tour. Usually nobody extends their tour to Long Island. And
it's
they're,
true.
They're like a separate orange beast.
It
know?
Is. I forget which club. I'm doing one of the three out there, but they're all the same owner. So I forget. I got to get all the details on that still. But they just emailed me about Atlanta as well. So yeah, guys. Beautiful. Look at that. A lot of stuff happening, guys.
It's Columbus Day.
Travel plans.
Happy Columbus Day.
Hey, yes. Happy Columbus Day, everybody.
Happy Columbus Day. Yeah, I broke my pen. Thank you for fixing that. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day.
Is that like people who have to say Merry Christmas to you? That's like they'll say Happy Columbus Day instead of Indigenous Peoples Day. It's like the stance to take.
What is... It is almost like Hanukkah and Christmas, right? Because the indigenous people were against Columbus the same way that the Jews were against Christ.
That's a good analogy, Lewis. I think they just wanted everybody to have the day off. Because they're like, well, we already gave people the day off. We can't take it away from them. The unions will flip out.
Well, then everyone's going to be like, they're going to hate the indigenous people. Like, you fucking son of a bitches. You're making, ironically, these indigenous people are making us work more.
Yeah, it would have really turned the national fervor towards the indigenous peoples.
That's a smart. That's
the few that are
smart.
Left.
Yeah,
and ironically, you can get real drunk on Sunday night because the next day is Indigenous Peoples.
Do you think if Columbus had been crucified the way Jesus was, that we would get presents on Columbus Day?
That'd be awesome. So worth it.
Were they still crucifying people in 1492?
They're still crucifying people today, dog. You just gotta go to certain parts of the world.
Wow.
You've never been to liveleak.com. You can watch somebody get fucking beheaded,
stoned.
Machete fights.
I watched a woman get stoned. I watched someone get buried up to their
head. I watched
you
get stoned right out here before the show.
Oh!
Damn, I'm good. Yeah, no, LiveLeak will fuck up your life. We won't go there today. I'm really trying to fucking turn a new stone on this show and not throw it at a woman's head on liveleak.com. We're not going
to
go.
We're trying to do positive. With our voices, as the voices of the alt-right, we really want to bring just light and positivity.
Well,
the
truth is, the problem is the white man's been getting a bad rap lately, and I feel like we're leaning into that reputation of being a bad person by watching beheading videos on Live Leak and making fun of them. I mean, we're not like watching it like in horror, you know? I'm watching it like, this is fucking great. Let's see what funny we can find in, you know.
Because that's your job as a comedian. To like find what's funny, even in a bad situation.
But that's the point. If I feel like we've come to a new time now, so now we need to be using our voices for good, as opposed to just trying to find funny and horrible things. You
that's
know?
A good point.
It's also interesting that the leader of the white men's alt-right movement is Puerto Rican.
You know, I'm half Puerto Rican, and for you to sit there and just completely use that brushstroke on me.
It's yeah,
half,
I just...
It's half Puerto Rican, okay?
I'm just... There's been rumblings amongst the white men that maybe you're not fit to lead.
It's like they were saying Obama is...
We need to see your birth certificate, Lewis.
I am... They find out I was born in Paterson, New Jersey. No. No. Impossible.
Home of...
On the back of a White Castle receipt. Yo, Lewis was born.
Yo, look, we got a fucking incredible show planned today, okay? And I really want you guys to come out and support my live comedy, so go do that. And that's that. That's that. All right, so there's a lot to talk about. There's, you know, it's the beginning of the week, which is my fucking favorite day, Mondays.
You love a new week, Lewis.
Love it, dude. It's like Christmas morning. You open up a brand new gift. Like,
some would call him the anti-Garfield.
You hate lasagna.
I really do. I really do love a nice Monday. I come in. We have a Monday morning meeting now here at Gas Digital, where we make all the production staff come in at 9 a.m. Shannon, don't you love it?
It's my favorite.
Isn't it?
I love it. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. You come in. We do. We not motivate you guys?
Yeah, we do.
She sounds terrified.
Go to the Shannon cam. Thank
Shannon
you,
cam.
Shannon. If you're talking, go to the Shannon cam. Thank you.
Oh, there she is. Hey, Shannon.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Harrington in the background.
Yeah. So, by the way, those boobs are a double entendre because they're, yes, they're actual photos of Shannon's breasts, but we're also, we describe Harrington as a boob.
I thought that was what double E stands for. It's after double D. Like, yeah. Double entendre.
I like it, Chrissy.
No.
Those jokes and more you'll be hearing Friday night at Stand Up New York.
At, oh, from Gino Biscone.
Oh, I love Gino. He might walk.
This is the one I call fun. You know what I call fun? Doing the same joke for 20 years.
He's fun.
I love Gino. Gino's my fucking brother. Yeah. We got to get Gino on the show. Why haven't we had Gino on the show?
That's a good question.
Can we get Gino on the show, new Booker Shannon? Get him in this week.
For
we?
Sure. Because his show at Compound is done at like 10.
He could just come right over. He could probably come over right now.
He could just stroll over.
Why do we never get Gino on the show, Shannon? Why are you? What do you have against Gino?
I literally just started booking.
Tell me your three least favorite things about Gino Bisconti.
I only met him one time.
Give us five.
Well, then you technically have to have a least favorite thing about everybody, right?
That's
there's no matter what it is, even if you love somebody with your heart and soul, there's a least favorite thing about them. So let's go. Let's talk about your least favorite thing about Gino. Go ahead.
I mean, I heard him on, I think it was Skanks once, and he was very drunk and a little obnoxious. So an obnoxious least, drunk.
He's an obnoxious drunk.
So yeah. His personality.
Do you guys want to know my least favorite thing about Lewis? Because he just said it. He loves Mondays. I've never heard somebody say they love Mondays.
You have a least favorite thing about me.
That's a great attribute. Like,
I can't pick one.
I just never heard somebody who loved Mondays before.
It's because when your phone rings, don't you go like, fuck, dude, like this could be like the phone call that changes
complete
my life.
Opposite. I'm like, fuck, who do I owe money to? Who's mad at me? Who's gonna ask for something? I think that's just we have very different viewpoints on the world.
Yeah,
probably.
I mean, I guess I had more of that in me when I was a little bit younger. I think I'm a lot. How old are you?
28.
Yeah, see, I mean, it's just you're not successful.
Damn right.
So, I think when, you know, and not that I'm that successful, I'm not really. Like, I'm not successful by the standard of, like, the industry, but, you know, I do okay. But yeah, when my phone rings, I get excited. I'm like, fuck, this could be, like, a big opportunity or something that's happening in my life that's fucking great. And the same thing with Mondays. Mondays are sort of the start of everyone's week. So, when shit's going to go down, like, good shit, typically
Monday's
a good
Tuesday.
Day. Monday, yeah, Tuesday you start shit, you start the ball rolling.
Right, Tuesday's where you collect the fruits of Monday.
Fuck yeah. I feel like everything Chrissy says, she's trying to get everyone in the room to have sex with her. Oh. Am I crazy? She does. There's something that she does.
I
she's like literally.
Fruit.
Fruit is very central.
It's fucking weird. There's a bizarre thing about Chrissy Mayer where she's literally just the whole room. She's like, come on, everyone. Fuck me. Yay. Am I wrong about this?
Stop reading my thoughts.
Am I wrong about this? I'm not wrong about this.
I'm afraid. I love you ask, am I wrong about this? Followed by, I'm not wrong about this.
Am I wrong about this?
Perception is reality.
I'm not getting that vibe, but maybe that's
something. Give me 10 minutes. Yeah.
She hasn't looked at me, though, so she is making eye contact with you, yeah. So maybe that speaks to it.
I think it's a redhead thing. There's a redheaded fucking vixen thing where it just feels like they're always just like, you know what, it's because I think because nobody wants to fuck them, they want to be fucked really badly.
Because of our recessive genes.
Yeah. I think just like throughout the years of being told that you guys are fucking weird and gross and fucking, then it's like when you finally get a hot redhead, she's just like fucking like boom, all that energy, all the years and years of your parents and grandparents being told they're fucking gross. And then you come out. And...
Actually, this is dyed. I'm not even a real redhead. I'm a blonde.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, my roots are coming in. You can see.
You're actually a blonde?
Yeah. Leave yeah. Right look now. At my eyebrows.
Leave right now, Chrissy Mayer.
I've been doing this for like 6, 7 years.
I was going to say for as long as I've known you.
Yeah, I've never seen you with different hair.
So, look, there's been a lot going on this week and a lot of sad stuff. Do we start sad or do we start happy? I don't know.
I think we should end positive.
We could start sad and work through it.
Yeah.
If that works for you guys.
I go to therapy. I can handle this.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, like twice a week.
Do you see the therapist that everyone sees?
No, I used to and I stopped because I didn't want to like run into certain people. Because, you know, a lot of comedians saw the therapist that I was seeing.
Yeah, I saw him like 5 times. And one time I came out and I had cried. And I saw Gary Goldman in the lobby. And I was like, hey, Gary. And then I ran out like a fucking bitch. I was like, I'm never going back.
I did the same thing, but with Sam Morrell. Like, I came out like, like really.
Yeah, but you're a girl, though. That's different. Like, I'm a fucking doodly dude. I see Goldman.
Real ass dude.
Yeah, I'm a fucking, well, doodly dude was my name before that. Okay. And then I had to rename myself.
After
the
cried.
Whole thing, dude.
It's also the song he sings on Monday morning.
When a lot of families come through Ellis Island, they change their last name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it could have been doodly.
The Puerto That's Ricans true. Took the route through Ellis Island, too.
Did Puerto Ricans have to come through Ellis Island?
No. Well, I admit they should have, probably. But...
Back in the day, you don't know if they... You don't know when we became a fucking U.S. property.
You stormed the beaches.
You have no idea. You have no idea about
I can make an inference based
you
on...
You have no idea about my people. You know?
I just have questions. I want to see some documentation.
Did they come through Ellis Island, Puerto Rico? I bet you Puerto Rico was probably like an Ellis Island of sorts at one time. That was Ellis Island.
The original Ellis Island?
Ellis.
Okay.
Right.
Ellis Island. What?
I'm seeing here that, you know, as far back as 1902, they became a commonwealth in 1898. In 1902, they were still being detained and stopped at Ellis Island.
Damn.
Hmm.
So they didn't go through.
That's why the parade is so good now, to make up for it.
It's true.
Stops like, everything
we are
else.
Going to rape everyone because of the inconvenience you put us through at Ellis Island.
Vengeful people.
Yeah. That's the Puerto Rican solution to everything, is they rape. If you make them wait.
Plantains and rape.
Yeah. What?
It's saying here, after that, a decision went to the Supreme Court deeming that no Puerto Ricans were aliens and they were allowed to come in freely.
Wow.
Judge Sonia Sotomayor, the first Puerto Rican justice, was the one who handed that down that decision. This way you got to represent everybody on the Supreme Court, even rapists. This is why Kavanaugh's got to be in there. If you don't have rapists represented.
Rape presentation.
Fucking A. And that might be the name of the show. Thanks, Chrissy.
Represented.
Thank you.
What the hell was that?
That's if a guest has a really good joke, we throw Ooh. That death metal plug in.
I'm going to make that my ringtone.
There you go. See?
Now I got to step my game up.
You do. We haven't heard it from you yet, Patrick.
Not really a joke guy. I'm more of a keep the conversation moving kind
of
guest.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Hey, you know what?
Not career, everybody.
A whole career out of being a stopping the conversation and having no joke guy. So
that's why you're my hero.
Every
Lewis.
Podcast needs a Hannah Gadsby. Okay, we don't all have to be funny.
That's my other.
Oh shit! I love Chrissy throwing heat at lesbians too.
I'm just kidding.
There we go. She gets it. She knows. She knows the audience she's playing to.
It's just a joke.
Lewis and Nanette. Those are my two idols that I look up to.
Technically, you could, right? Somebody could be a fan of both of ours. I wonder if there's somebody.
I am a fan of both of you.
In fact, guys, you can call on it at any time. 573-GASLINE. 573-GASLINE is the phone number here at Gas Digital during my show. If you want to chime in on any of these things, make sure you screen that call, though, guys. Make sure it's not a fucking weirdo. They better have something good to say. That's what you got to say. Hey, what do you want to talk about? What's the point? If they got a good point, otherwise you hang right up on them. You say, beat it. 573-GASLINE is the number here for the Real Ass Podcast. But could you be a fan of both the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake and Nanette?
Yeah, I like.
Did you like Nanette?
No, yeah, I like Nanette.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Shut up.
I liked it.
Shut up.
It was good.
No, you didn't.
It was good.
No, you didn't.
All right.
Give me your least favorite thing about it.
The art history stuff that I didn't understand.
You really watched it? Wow.
Yeah, it was good.
What? Nobody watched it. We all just spoke about it without even watching it.
No, I'm aware of the...
This is crazy. Did you watch it?
God, no. I just had a lot of opinions about
it. So many opinions.
I mean,
opinions for days on this special that I've never watched. I'm not even kidding. I watched a fucking minute and a half of it, like a clip, and I was like, I'm not watching this garbage. And I can talk about it like I fucking wrote it.
You know the Cliff Notes then?
No.
You don't know anything?
I know nothing.
I was spouting opinions off based on some quotes that she gave, and then somebody was like, well, you should at least watch it. So then I watched it and liked it. She's very likable. It's a good special. I don't know what to tell you guys. I'm sorry.
I laughed a couple times, but it...
Yeah, it was very interesting.
It wasn't my favorite. It's not even in my favorite type of anything. Yeah. But
I liked it.
It was different.
All right, Patrick, fine, dude. You're outside of the box. We get it, dude. You're a dude who's racist who also likes Nanette.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to hold me down on anything.
There's not many of you out there, like a straight up Philly like dude who's also like, dude, I appreciated Nanette's perspective on fucking.
For white trash, I'm pretty woke, I feel like.
Woke Were trash. You white trash?
I mean, the Florida Philly combination, I just feel like it's ingrained in me. It's just.
I think Baldwin, Long Island white trash is even more white trash than what you're describing.
Is that like, where you're from?
Is that like Guinea white trash?
No, but it's
trash?
Next town over. It's like...
that like Hemp Italian...
City. Yeah. Because
neither of you guys come off like white trash. Because my definition of white trash... Because I grew up white trash. I grew up... I grew up all white trash. Completely white trash household. There was no Puerto Rican influence in my household. My dad was dead when I was 4.
Oh, yeah.
So
right.
I was raised by whites.
I thought you were going to say wolves.
You would have come out though.
I would have. If I was raised by wolves, there's a fucking good shot I would have graduated college. You know, wolves wouldn't have hit me so much.
Oh, I got hit too, but you know, who didn't?
Yeah, but you loved it, you little animal.
I mean, I love it now.
Look at
but...
her. Look at her. Yeah. She knows what she's doing. Makes me sick. But were you poor? That's the number one. White trash, you have to be poor.
No,
you can't be white trash if you got fucking money. That's like the other thing is people like to do this a lot. They like to pretend they were poor. The definition of fucking poor, I have a different definition. What's the definition of poor? Like, I guess there's a poverty line, right?
Like a lot of marshmallows in the house, a lot of soda.
Yeah, that's white trash is just food that's bad for you.
Bad food.
It's also the times. I think even people that were like middle class or lower middle class, they just had shitty food in the house.
That's true. We had a lot of shitty food in the house.
You know, I had friends whose parents, if you owned your home, I don't give a fuck. You are not poor. I don't give a shit how in debt you went on it. If you got there, if you got to the point where you owned a home,
that's true.
I don't consider that fucking poor, dude. I have friends who grew up in like trailers and they own their trailers, and I was like, wow.
Wow.
Fucking wow. They own a trailer. Because we would live in shitty two bedroom apartments on Section 8 where my mom was paying like $20 a month in rent in Section 8. And she still couldn't make that fucking payment. It was crazy.
$20?
Dog, it was times. It was like 100.
Poor.
We had a nice fucking place for $118 a month because Section 8 took care of like most of it. $118 a month. She couldn't get that shit together. Just being like 8 years old, looking at my mom, being like, "What are you doing? Get
heroin.
Your fucking."
I'll tell you when you're older.
Now scram!
Get the hell out of here.
I thought we were poor, but we weren't. Like, I was so embarrassed by my house. I would have parents like drop me off at the next house over.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And then I'd wait for them to drive away, and then I'd like. Sneak around, but like it wasn't even, we weren't even like, I
think we were Long Island poor, which means we didn't have a pool or a maid or like an, a garage attached to the rest of the house.
But yeah.
Probably.
But you had a garage.
Yeah, big. Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. This is not even a. This you would have. I would have been like, wow, this bitch is rich. Like I was so it was so crazy how poor I grew up. I mean, just on food stamps, like the same way you would like have them drop you off at the next house over because it was bigger and nicer. Like I would like leave my mom as she's toothless paying for food in food stamps. I'd be like, I'm going to go sit over here and pretend I'm with this family.
Wow.
Because I'm not with you. This is psychotic behavior.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. It was fucking bad. It wasn't good. So you didn't grow up poor, Patrick?
No. Well, we lived in apartments, but then I remember when my mom was able to like get a house, it was a big deal. But then she sold it and moved back to Pennsylvania.
In apartments?
Back to apartments.
That's a
sad story. She couldn't take it. The house was out of her element. She was like, I'm more comfortable on the second floor of a building.
I mean, I kind of also understand that as well. Like I want to own a home. That's something that I want to do in the next few years. There's just something about owning a fuck. Like, I've never owned a home.
Seems like an accomplishment.
I just want to fucking own a home.
A real ass home.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It seems so daunting that when shit breaks, it's your responsibility.
Yeah. You can't even like, last night, my son's like window, I was trying to, I pushed it up too hard and it just got like fucking stuck and I couldn't close it. And I'm literally going like, there's no man to call. There's nobody like it's, I've reached the fucking, I'm the dude who has to fucking fix this.
You're the super.
Kim's not home. Like, no, that's what I have to do. I have to call the super eventually. I'm going to have to just like call this other dude when it gets too cold because the window won't close all the way now. And I have no understanding how to fix it. If that was mine, like, what would I do? I would just call a fucking handyman. Are there professional handymen?
Yeah, you just call a man who's more of a man than you.
Oh, that would suck.
Oh, dude, she fucking comes over, fixes your sink, fucks your girlfriend in front of you. Just got to sit there and watch it.
Just break the window and call a guy to deliver a new window. Just be like, yeah, something flew into it.
Yeah.
There's something so hot about guys that can fix stuff, though.
Yeah, no shit.
It's like, whew.
I get it.
My dad was like, fixed shit. Like, he wouldn't
really... Did it make you hot?
What the fuck is this? No. He never really talked to me, but he can, like, fix a car. He can, like, build shelves. I was like, oh, I respect that.
Some insight into Chrissy's mind right now.
Get out.
He never talked to me when he fixed cars. It was like, hot.
It wasn't hot. My dad is... Well, he's good looking for his age, but he's not my type.
He's not my type.
Too young.
Oh shit!
Sounds like a real piece of ass, that daddy.
Yeah, do you want to see a picture?
Yeah,
I love to see a picture of your dad.
I can't believe I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, it's just a dick pic.
That would be amazing.
Good girl.
Here, some more coffee, please. Thank you, my brother. Yeah, so I agree. I think a dude that can fix shit around the house is hot. I also think a woman who cleans is hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There's something like but look, I'm not going to reciprocate. I can't fix shit around the house.
Yeah.
I like my girl actually cleans and fixes shit around the house. It's pretty great, actually.
That's awesome.
A good setup.
Yeah, Kim. There's also something about like we get up every day and the apartment is like immaculate, and then by the time 7 p.m. hits, it's just like we just don't care. We just like party fucking hard all day long. But it's not even partying. It's just like cookies and fucking kids' toys, and it's just it's a nightmare.
James isn't even over, by the way.
No.
He's in school.
It's hard to keep a space tidy. Like, I read that Marie Kondo book, like, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. And if you fold things a certain way, your clothes are happier. And, like, how important it is to, like, cleanse out your area.
I agree. Oh, but we had this meeting today here at Guest Digital. And one of the things that I said, you know, one of the themes was, like, you know, the hosts of the shows should walk in and feel like fucking rock stars. And that comes down from straight down to the cleanliness of the studio. Like when you walk in, how these microphones are positioned and how everything is perceived. And, you know, it sets your mind, like it disrupts the mind in the process. When you come in and like one of the microphones are like this and the headphones are hanging off, you don't even realize, you can't even put your finger on what that is. But when everything is nice and orderly and everything is clean and neat, it just puts you in a fucking certain zone. And I think it sets people off in a certain tone. And I think that starts in the home as well. When I go to Equinox, which is a fucking incredible gym, which I love and I, you know, will continue to love till the day I die. It was one of the things that I said when I started making some money. I wanted to buy myself an Equinox membership because you walk in and everything is immaculate. Everything fucking looks and feels nice. And you just, I walk in and I walk out a better person. I feel better about who I am. And there's just something about that psychology. I don't know.
Let me see your dad, Chrissy.
I'm trying to find a picture.
She's trying to find one of the hot ones.
I know. Seriously, this is what
I'm just trying to find any picture.
Here it is, right here. Okay, he's not bad.
Okay, that's funny because it looks like a dog. It's the dog is not blowing my dad, but that was just a funny picture.
He's got decent legs.
That's like not even the best.
I mean, look at that head of hair. My God,
he's 72.
Oh, what? I hope I look like
he's
that.
Jacked. He's jacked. Not jacked. He's like cut for like an older. Well, he was a landscaper.
He cut, circumcised. Sweet.
I have no idea. I mean, yeah, actually, he is. I remember from childhood. He was just naked around a lot. Did anybody else have naked parents?
Wow. Yeah, but my mom was usually passed out in a pool of vomit. She just got fucked for some dough.
If my dad looked like that, I'm sure he would have been naked a lot more.
She should have started charging $118.
I just remember my dad had like a big penis. You remember when you're little and you like see your parents naked?
Chrissy, talk to us about it. You really want to suck
your dad's
cock.
I feel like
he
had a big penis. I don't know if it was just that. It just looked really big, like in my little hand.
I wonder if my dick looks big to my son's because it's so much bigger than my son's, but it's just not a big dick.
But so he doesn't know. He hasn't seen any other dicks.
I'm sure he has seen other dicks.
All
right. I mean, just here and there, like you see dicks, don't you? Like when you're a little kid, you see your friend's dicks.
I doesn't see anybody's dicks. Dick but yours.
I don't think I've seen
it. Not an adult's dick, but he would see another kid's dick. Yeah, another little kid's dick. Yeah,
kids are curious.
That's true.
Or, I mean, I guess, has he gone on a trip with like a dad and another kid and they've peed in the woods together? No, I guess not. But would that be that weird?
How old is he?
5.
That's about the age you start peeing in the woods, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, I've said Chrissy. This before, but I remember when I was a kid, I always thought my dad's dick looked like Alf's nose. My dad, I remember my dad having a giant cock.
Oh, it's a nice big one.
Yeah.
Nice thick one.
Did not get passed down.
I don't remember my dad's dick at all. I have little flashes of my dad, you know, just a memory of there being a man there. Not clear picture of his dick. If I had a guess, though, I mean, for my dick, it probably wasn't great.
You want to go dig up his body? We'll find out.
Just the dick.
Could you tell how, at this point, my dad has been dead for 32 years. How rotted is a body at 32 years? Can you show me a dead body after 32 years of being in the ground? I'm sure they have, or 30 years. I'm sure they have a picture of a body. How, because if I would guess, I would go, oh, it's going to be just like fucking bones. Dusty bones, right? Yeah. But I have a feeling it's not. I think it's going to be.
I see bones airtight, with dude. A gold chain and sunglasses.
Back in Newport in sleep. You know, Puerto Rican funerals, they just fucking dress them up like they normally like dress them. Like, what is wrong with them? Puerto Ricans are fucked.
One, there was a funeral where they just dressed the kid up in like his favorite clothes and had him playing video games or something. They had like a controller in his hand on a chair. It was like a little, like
a scene almost.
They set up
like a tableau.
Did I use that correctly?
Yes,
it's a tableau.
That's the right word. It's like an art, like it's a like a scene from like a piece of art,
of life.
Like the Last Supper. Yeah. That's a tableau. Is everybody in a pose? Like
about that,
goes together.
Okay, that was good.
Yeah, yeah. I think I heard it on Dexter once 10 years ago.
Wowza. Use tableau in a sentence. Good
I was
you.
So
tableau
nervous.
Me.
That's a fucking get. You know what we should be doing? Shannon, we need a drop for this. And I really mean this, Shannon. When we learn a new word on the show, put it down in a fucking real ass dictionary. Tableau is the first word.
That's such a good idea. You can print that and sell it.
Tableau.
A real ass dictionary.
That's merch right there. Real
merch.
Ass dictionary.
T-A-B-L-L-A-U is the way I assumed it was
spelled.
Tableau.
Can I pre-order a real ass dictionary now and then whenever it comes out?
We can fucking, dude, tableau is the first word, Shannon.
Real ass dictionary with a K.
Now, is it going to be in alphabetical order or in order of...
Order when we learn it, obviously.
There's no alphabet in the real ass language. It's just comes and goes.
We have alphabets, which is our favorite cereal.
Yep.
But that's it. That's the only thing we'll reference alphabet. And it's got to be the one with marshmallows.
Of
obviously.
Course. Yeah, why else would you get it?
Who the fuck got alphabets without marshmallows? Really just Cheerios and fucking letter shapes? Fuck off, bitch.
It's a little lame. I never really liked the marshmallowy cereals.
That's because you didn't grow up poor.
I was more the Cocoa Krispies. Anything where the milk turned into chocolate.
Oh.
No, I'm a big fan of Lucky Charms. There's no better cereal. That's just the one.
That's like the crack of cereals.
Yeah. Sorry.
Do you know now they mix Lucky Charms with Frosted Flakes?
That's stupid.
Yeah.
You're stupid.
That's stupid. They need to not mix cereals. That's fucking retarded.
You never mix cereals?
No.
You never mix sodas?
I'm not a simpleton, dude. I respect the fucking culinary artistry.
After the mistake his mother made, there was no more mixing in his household.
Couldn't mix fountain sodas when you went out to eat.
Yeah, sometimes I do. I worked at KFC, so we just literally make a fountain soda out of every single thing, including like the iced tea and water. Like, it just didn't
matter. Because you're so fucking bored.
Yeah, like, psh, 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 psh. I'm going to drink this. It's fucked up.
And that's how they created a Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, it really is. I was a bored kid. All right, let's take a moment really quick and talk about Beachbody On Demand, which is another sponsor on the show that we fucking love, dude. I got to get back in shape right now for my special. The fight happened. It came and went. The motivation, it dissipates. You need things going on in your life, and it's hard to stay motivated. It's especially hard to stay motivated. It starts to get cold. You don't want to go out to the gym. You don't want to have to fucking travel. It's a whole to-do. Well, Beachbody On Demand makes working out easy. It keeps being motivated so much easier than having to go to the gym, go to personal training, go to classes. Here's the deal. Beachbody On Demand is an on-demand, easy-to-use streaming service that gives you access to a wide variety of super effective workouts. I mean, you've heard of a lot of these: Insanity, P90X, T25, Brazilian Butt Lift, Hip Hop Abs, 3-Week Yoga Retreat, so many more. This is the brand specifically behind all of these amazing brands. So you see infomercials and you see all these different things. Well, now, right from your phone, your tablet, your computer, even your TV, if you stream to your TV, you can have all of these workouts at your fingertips. You can do them in a hotel room. You can do them in your bedroom. You don't need equipment. There's a lot of these programs, you need nothing more than just a few feet of space, which for me is probably the thing that makes it fucking the most motivating, because I sometimes have limited time during the day. I can't get out to the gym. It's a 2-3 hour endeavor to really go get a good workout at the gym in New York City. If I'm on the road, do it right from my hotel room. Dude, I'm telling you right now, I'm doing Insanity. I just started Insanity. I'm doing the actual program again because I want to get back in shape. Insanity is 60 days. It's a 2-month program. I have 2 months until my fucking special. You're going to see the difference in my body. You're going to lose your fucking mind, okay? It changes it up. You don't have to think about the workout schedule. If you know anything about exercise, you know you need to mix it up. You hear these things like muscle confusion. Well, guess what? At your fucking fingertips, you have thousands of different workouts, celebrity trainers, nutritional advice. You have everything you need right in your fingertips, okay? Right now, what you need to do is you need to pick up your phone and text the word REAL, R-E-A-L, to 303030. Text the word REAL to 303030, and you're going to get a special free trial membership. Absolutely free trial membership. Full access to the entire platform just for texting the word REAL to 303030. Try it out. What are you waiting for? You're sitting there. You got nothing else going on. You're looking down at your abs. You're thinking, what the fuck could I be doing right now? We're getting into these winter months. Candy season. Thanksgiving's here. Christmas is here. Do you want to be a fat fuck next year?
Absolutely
you don't.
Not.
You don't. I'm looking right at you, Patrick. You don't want to be.
I love that he calls Halloween candy season.
Candy season. It is.
I've long thought that my abs could be a little more hip hop.
So yeah. Honest with you, you have very country music type abs. Okay. We need to be a little more hip hop in those abs. Once again, text the word REAL, R-E-A-L, to 303030. Get your free trial. See if you guys love this. I promise you, you're going to love it. I love it. It's one of my favorite things that I have on my fucking phone right now. Love you guys for listening and supporting these sponsors. So make sure you do that right now. The word REAL to 303030. Get Beachbody On Demand. All right, let's get back into it. I don't even remember what we were talking about. Oh, yeah, my dead body. Yeah, show me the dead body after 30 years.
Oh, yeah, your dad's dead dick.
Yeah, I want to see a dead. Because I want to know if I'd be able to go exhume my father's corpse and be able to see his dick size at this point, because it might be worth it. I haven't visited my dad's grave in years, but if I can go there and dig him up and find out how big his dick was, this might be worth a fucking real ass bonus show.
It's going to be a gas digital.
A snake skeleton. Like, if you could see that for the dick.
Yeah.
Put Patterson on the Luis J. Gomez tour schedule.
Good. Well, can I see it? Also, what is going on here? It's just a black screen.
I don't know. I'll fix that in 1 second.
Am I looking at darkness? What is this?
It's streaming. I'll fix it in 1 second.
It's Godfrey show.
It's just footage from the last eclipse.
Ooh, Shannon, what happened?
So I don't have an image of exactly 32 years, but I have a breakdown of decomposition. Ooh. And after a month, most of the flesh is gone. So now it's just bones.
Most of the flesh is gone after a month?
After a month,
That would be my mom, but she was cremated.
Did your mom die recently?
August 2nd, yeah.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So we wouldn't be able to see how big Chrissy's mom's clit is at this point.
Oh, God.
Even just after a couple months.
I mean, she was cremated, so I don't think anyone gets to see that.
Yeah.
You didn't save the clit to
Who knows what my dad did in the time that they were waiting for her to be picked
That would
up.
Be the part, like, all right, you know what? We can burn her, but can we...
Make a little necklace.
My dad was weird. He waited like a long time. My dad waited like many hours to have her picked up. I don't know why. I think he's like a little nuts. So she passed at 4 a.m. I talked to my dad at 9 a.m. Like that's when he told me. And he's like, and then I talked to him at noon and he's like, oh yeah, they're coming for her in an hour. I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, they haven't picked her up already? She died at 4 a.m.
Whoa.
He was like, what? What's the big deal? She's dead already. What's the difference? I cleaned her up. And I was like, woo!
I cleaned her up.
Yeah, I was like, what are you now? You have a like a medical degree? Like you're a, what's the word for it?
Human fleshlight?
Dead bodies. I don't know, like a mortician, right? I'm like, why did you, like, but he was really stubborn about like taking care of her just by himself, like the last few months. Like, that's all the fights we would have. I'd be like, Dad, you need to hire more nurses. What the fuck? And then.
So you're saying your dad might have killed your mom?
No. She was like, she had her brain cancer just like, came back and tanked her. So.
Oh man, is the show in trouble right now, Shannon?
No, good.
Yeah, I see. I'm watching you freak out. Can we black out this window when you're
freaking out because my phone just rang 7,000 times in a row? We're
okay,
fine.
Oh, good. No. Jesus Christ, you know we're having a moment. Chrissy's talking about her fucking mom.
I made it like a downer.
No. This is great. This is the Real Ass Podcast. We get real ass, okay? Yeah. And this is an interesting conversation. Your dad killed your mom. We don't get to the bottom of these stories.
Allegedly, she lasted longer than John McCain did with the same exact cancer, which is like.
Well, that guy's a coward.
Dope. Oh,
he was captured. Yeah.
But just to show you, like, he probably had the money for like the best doctors or whatever.
Would your mom have talked if she was a prisoner of war?
No, yes, mom. Especially if someone was like, "Here's
a
pina colada."
I like people who don't get brain cancer. Thank you, Erica.
She beat the first round, and then they like moved down to Florida and like YOLO'd it up, and then it came, and then May she got worse and worse.
That sucks. I'm sorry to hear that. It was really bad.
I mean, they were in Florida, so I wasn't looking at it day to day like my dad was. Of course it was bad. Like I saw her in July and like she was just like less than 100 pounds in a wheelchair. Like the worst that.
Were you jealous though?
No. The skinny part.
Because she's still fucking her dad.
Oh God. Like, you're so light.
Oh my God, she's so tiny. You don't have to walk. Get the fuck dad.
And what was the point? Oh, the tumor was on like the place, the motor and vocal part of your brain. So her seizure was like she couldn't talk. And she was the chattiest woman ever. Like so friendly. She would just walk into a room and flirt with everybody. Oh, God. I guess that's where I got that from. Like she was just super charismatic and everybody loved her. So then like when she couldn't talk, it was like, ugh. It was like the worst thing that could have happened. And then
you said so there's no conspiracy that your dad may have done this because she was, you know, she was out there doing what she was doing.
I don't know. I know that it took a long time for her to get picked up. And I was like, well, I'm with the Jews and like the Italians on this one, like to have somebody dealt with like right away. I don't know. But then again,
that is a long time. That is a really, really long time.
A lot can happen in that time.
And I was like, oh, God.
Well, she's still warm for a little while.
And then, you know, if he can't stay hard, at least she is.
It didn't look like you felt good about making that joke.
No.
But you couldn't stop yourself.
Do you talk about it in your act at all?
There's bits and pieces of funny ideas, but I haven't, like, gone into it yet.
It's fresh, Lewis.
Yeah.
Just happened.
Yeah, like, you know, it is what it is. You gotta, you know, I'm assuming. You say your dad's 82 or 72?
72.
How old is your mom?
She just turned 71, like July 20th.
It's a long life.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just not like, I'm assuming your dad, because your dad seemed almost like matter of fact about it. He had probably weirdly made his peace with it.
Yeah.
You know, she was on hospice at that point.
Yeah. Hospice was there like the last couple months.
Yeah. I mean, you almost like, I guess the grieving period at that point is over and you want to see this person like rest and you want to, you know, Chrissy was just out of sight, out of mind. She was partying in New York doing whatever she was doing. But
no,
the dad,
I
feel bad for the dad. I wouldn't be making these jokes if the dad was here is the point. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
Chrissy though, she's fucking, look at her. She's living life.
I love it. Yeah, but he's also been calling me a lot more and like talking a lot more to me. Like my dad, like last night, he's like, you know, when somebody's gone.
Does he breathe heavy?
No, but like you can tell he's not self-aware. So what he says to me is actually what he's saying to himself. You know, he's like, you know, you always treat people and then when they're gone, you know, you never realized you could have treated them better. And I was like, never heard anyone say that. That sounds like a you thing, Dad. And I'm like, are you talking about anything in particular? He's like, you know, I just could have been nicer to her. I could have, you know. been more thoughtful. Like, all he's,
Shannon, can we make this?
He's running through
this
all this
getting sad.
Now sorry,
now
sorry,
getting sad.
Sorry. Let's we can
some
talk
sort
about
of like drum sounds.
I'm thinking about all of the people I could be more thoughtful and caring towards in my life, which I don't want to think about right now, Quincy. Thank you.
See, thank you, Shannon.
So who knows if my dad had sex with my mom one last time?
He might have.
It's not out of the question.
He might have gave old mashed potato brains one last spin.
Oh, boy. I think he would have just gone the regular hole, not like the brain.
Jesus Christ. Zach. Come on, dude.
It's fucked up,
sorry.
Bro.
I'm sorry, Chrissy. Aww. He's a fucking...
It's
you know
okay.
What it is? We are so mean to each other that sometimes we bring people in and they're fucking... We think we can treat them as shitty as we treat each other. It's not fair.
No, it's good. You have to be able to make fun of the bad things that happen, you know?
Well, you do, but they don't. They've gone too far.
Yeah,
they
I think it was too far, Zach. That
I threw like a really awesome party. Like not this past weekend, the weekend before, the 29th. I threw like this awesome party memorial thing because she was cremated. Nothing happened. All our friends are on Long Island. So I reached out to like family and friends. And we all like got together at this restaurant and we like there was food and I made a bunch of collages and it was people got up and said things about her because I was like emailing everybody like if you want to prepare something. It felt like not really producing a comedy show, but I was like, oh yeah, get the venue. I mean, email the people, RSVPs, you know. And it was like
they roasted her.
Kind of, no, no,
no.
I mean,
she's
like,
already cremated.
That's great.
I can hear Harrington from the other room groaning at that joke.
Pre-roasted, like a good coffee. Yeah, they said everyone said really nice things, and so that felt good to do. And it felt like we weren't religious, so it was not at a church. It was at like a restaurant, and it was like light and fun. And
is that fucking Olive Garden?
No, it was like Churchill's in Rockefeller Center.
Okay,
I used to work there.
Did any of the speeches get weird?
No. Well, I in my mind, I'm thinking like, oh, they could have edited this. They could have, you know.
Punched it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, good for you, Chrissy. I'm glad to see you're not, it's not fucking really, you know, bothering you that much at all. So.
Oh, it is. It is bothering me. Do I seem unbothered?
You seem
very unaffected.
Yeah.
I think I'm so used to talking about it because I've been seeing a therapist twice a week for a year and a half. So.
Why'd you do that with your hair? See, once again, she did it again.
The vibe. Well, that's. What she's saying, that's how her mother was too, right? The charismatic, the flirtation. It's just ingrained in her psyche.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just think it's just me being me. Yeah. Like, why not be nice to people?
That is true. That's the other problem with women is when they're nice, I really just assume they want to blow me. It's fucked up. But they usually do. That's the problem. Because I'm also such an asshole that I feel like if anybody is nice to me, they have some ulterior motive.
Yeah, I could see that. There's really no reason to be nice to you.
There isn't. I get that.
Lewis is very, very good at picking up vibes like that. Like there's a male comedian who shall remain nameless. Lewis is like, that guy's gay. Just every time he talks, let's suck my dick.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can just tell if somebody wants to suck my dick. There's like
a... It's a skill.
It's not a skill. Every man has it. Every man out there has gotten a vibe where you're talking to a chick or a dude. And it feels like you get a little tap on your shoulder, and then it's your inner voice.
But you're saying you never miss the vibe? Because I've thought about it later and been like, oh shit, that was a vibe that I totally missed on. You're saying in the moment, every time, you can recognize it?
Yeah, now. But when I was younger, yeah. I can think back to times when I was younger where I was like, oh fuck, what am I, an idiot? I definitely should have fucking jumped on that. But now it's every person, women. The problem is women don't recognize the vibe because they're always getting the vibe. They're always every guy wants to fuck every woman, right? So typically when you're talking to a guy, Chrissy, this is the truth, Shannon, to any attractive woman, if you're talking to a man, if you just said to that man, hey, let's go fuck in the bathroom right now, 99% of the time they are just going to go do it. That's just, you know, the way men are. Men are fucking gross creatures and we're always down. So weirdly, we're always throwing that, hey, let's go fuck in a bathroom vibe. Always. Like,
we can't even control it.
Yeah, it's just something that we do. It's like, just like, we're like always like looking like, ah, how are we going to fuck it? Now, women just, they're just, it's to sift through that and to see what a real vibe is. That's why it's so difficult. You know what I'm saying? Men are just fucking more physical. Women, I think when they throw that vibe out, it just isn't always. They're not doing that nonstop all day long. They fucking see a dude that they're actually attracted to,
and they'll throw a little signal, whether it's body language, a word, whatever it is. And guys are idiots, and since we're always throwing that vibe to everybody, we don't even pick up on that vibe. We let it go right by our head.
What's up with this chick?
Yeah, but you can do it, dude. Anytime you
wow, get... this girl loves to thumb wrestle.
But anytime you're getting that, anytime you feel like, oh, this chick wants to fuck, 9 times out of 10, that chick wants to fuck. I'm telling you. I'm not wrong about this.
Because otherwise, why would you feel the vibe? Because it's not in our nature to...
It's... Yes. I think there's something to this theory. But yeah, I really think that.
Well, I want
to
know what's... If you are into a guy, what is the vibe you throw? Is it like... prolonged eye contact, or
that's one of them. It depends on the guy. It's like if it's like as much as you can learn about them, like, and then you think, okay, how do I best tailor this message for what this person's love
them?
Language seems to be, you okay. know, like that book, it's like the 5 love languages, like words of affirmation, acts of service, that's probably blowjobs, quality cool. time, that could be like, you know, doing a thing together,
actual blowjobs.
Also blowjobs. And then one is gifts, which is blow more job. Of like a job. Thing that mm-hmm. like women like. And then what's the fucking other one?
Just blowjobs.
Blowjobs.
Oh, it's sexual whatever, like physical touch is
what
the
could that
one.
Be I wonder.
Hand jobs, oddly
it's yeah. a really great book, because that's how you figure out, like, most people give the languages that they themselves like to receive.
All that is, by the way, they package these books. It's so funny. It's just sales. All it is, it's mirroring and matching. If in sales, they call that mirroring, right? So you see somebody, and if it's a fucking bro-y type guy, you're going to use his language because you're going to try to connect with him. People are narcissists, and we want to be spoken to in our language. We're designed to be spoken to in our language. And if somebody respects that, right, and comes to me and is using my language and is sort of stroking my ego, I'm actually more likely to like them as well. So all that is simple sales shit, and they package it as fucking love language. But the reality is, I've talked about this a million times, you could just take simple sales strategies and use that to get laid. You can, you know, everything in life, every interaction in life is a fucking sale. Every time you're having a conversation, one person is being sold and one person is buying, right? With whatever it is. It could be this conversation right now. I'm talking to you guys. I want you to believe my words. So sometimes I exaggerate my facial expressions and I use my hands. And some of it's deliberate. Some of it's just been years of being a bullshitter, right? But that, I think it's all, I really do believe it's all comes down to the people that succeed in life are better at selling their bullshit to everybody else. And I think most people are buying, and the people that can figure out how to sell are the people that are going to get far ahead in life. And they're understanding that that's what you're doing. And also, selling isn't necessarily an inherently an evil thing. People want to fucking buy. That's the reality. You know, everyone's sitting around and they want to fucking whatever it is. And I think we're getting a little abstract here, but you know, I think we look at, like, oh, salesmen are like these evil people. It's like, no. Just understand that people speak in different ways, right? So, like, let's say I want something out of you. Even if I want to just go to see a movie with you, the way I approach you to see a movie is going to be different than the way I approach Zach to see a movie, and I'm going to stroke your ego in a different
way.
For
me, it's going to be mostly snack-based.
It's going to be blowjobs. But you're going to stroke their ego in a different way to get what you want out of that person, and it's not evil to want to see the movie that you want to see. There's nothing evil about that. And what you start to realize is, in order to get to see the movie you want to see, you have to give a little bit of yourself and come to that person's side and compromise and give them what they want. And that, how is there anything evil about that when you're literally compromising and giving what somebody wants to get what you want? We all want something. We're all trying to get some sort of level of success. Sorry, I really went off on a fucking crazy rant
there.
But it's all
really
true.
Astute.
I believe it's really true. So let me change the topic for a second here. Let's talk about this hurricane coming to Florida. Is that happening now? Where is it hitting? Because I have shows this
weekend
in Florida.
I have family.
More importantly,
I have my
shows.
Dad who's still alive in Florida.
And also your mom's ashes, which could blow everywhere.
That's true. That would be a mess.
She's never been more at risk to be blown all over the state.
It's going to kick a
nightmare.
Up a storm.
And your dad, too, now that he's single.
Oh, boy. I wonder about that.
Where is this hurricane going? Shannon?
We're not subscribed to the Wall Street Journal. Yeah, it's going to be a problem. How are you guys not subscribed to the Journal? Every morning, I start. I crack open a journal.
Listen to Nanette again.
I haven't read in.
Jerk off into a coffee.
Do we have any information on this? Why wasn't on our notes? We know nothing? Okay.
It looked like more Cuba than Florida was getting it.
Yeah.
From that picture.
So it's working its way through the Gulf of Florida right now, so it's going to miss Cuba. It's supposed to touch down in Florida as a Category 2 hurricane.
Sweet Jesus.
I feel like Category 2 is not that bad.
Yeah, it can do damage.
Yeah, touchdown just seems like, hey.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
Hey, Cuba.
Touching down.
One of the Category 2's storms that happened when I was in Florida blew a bunch of tiles off the roof, and that's expensive. Everybody in the neighborhood's got to get the roof fixed. Contractors drive the prices up.
Category 1 and 2 storms are still dangerous, however, and require preventative measures, sustained winds.
Yeah, it's a super typhoon, though.
So just duct tape James to Bob Kelly for the weekend. Yeah. Can't go anywhere.
Can't go nowhere.
Low center of gravity.
Yeah, I mean, when is this supposed to touch down, Harrington? You told me this was relevant to my life.
On Wednesday.
So 2 days before my first show.
Yes.
It's fine.
They'll be dry by
By the way, now I'm just picturing a tornado with Bob Kelly flying.
Dude. All right, so whatever. That means nothing to me. Thank you very much, Shannon. All right. This is a big story. This is a big fucking deal. Winter Dick.
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
Real.
Winter Dick is coming.
Winter Dick is coming. All right. Hold on. Before we even get into to Winter Dick, we got to talk about One Condoms because this is perfect for this conversation. They have the My One. All right, if you guys don't know what this is really fucking cool, okay? Basically, My One has 10 different lengths, 9 different widths, for a total of 60 different size condoms. You don't want to have an ill-fitting condom. You're going to have bad sex. You might get a baby. You might get some sort of STD. If that thing slips off, I mean, or maybe your dick is so huge that it explodes through it.
Could be. It's possible to get a small one, but the label says it's the big one.
That's a great marketing campaign. It says extra large, but they're tiny.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but here, the truth is, this is a technological breakthrough. It's going to change your life. It's customized condoms that actually fit, and they feel like there's nothing there. I tested them out. I have my size. I'm not giving out my size. I know what everyone's thinking right now. They're all going like, what is Lewis's size? I need to know. This is my business, my size, you scumbags, okay? But I ended
up... Yep, that's what they are.
We don't... I don't use condoms with my chick, okay? But I just wanted to try these out specifically because we were getting them as a sponsor on the show. I'm telling you right now, by far, the best sex I've ever had with a condom in my entire life. And this is a woman that I've been having sex with regularly. So you can only imagine how difficult it is.
That's tough to keep
it is, really it is. Look, we've all had bad experiences with condoms. They slip off sometimes. They're too tight. They choke the base. They make you soft. Poorly fitting condoms lead to loss of sensation, and that's why we don't want to wear them. It's about the way it fits. I'm telling you right now, it is unacceptable. Right now, you need to go to myonecondoms.com/realass. That is my one. That is spelled out MYONE, condom, CONDOMS.com/realass. Or click the link in the episode description. Let them know your measurements. If you're not sure, they have an easy-to-print kit. So you print it out, and you can measure it with their special thing. But we all, you know. You've known since you were fucking 16.
Stick it in the printer.
You know, how big your dick is.
Just scan your dick and send it over.
These are high-quality, individually wrapped condoms. And the best part, they're going to hook you up with a free sample pack. You're getting a free sample pack, guys, to your perfectly sized condom. Absolutely free. Right now, if you go to myonecondoms.com/realass, they're going to hook you up with a perfect fitting condom for free. Just pay $2 shipping. That's it. $2. That's it. I promise you, you're going to thank us for this one. Also, they've got lube and some other amazing products. And if you use the discount code REALASS for anything you purchase, you get 30% off. That's pretty incredible. So once again, that's myonecondoms.com/realass to get a free condom trial. Or use the code REALASS and you could purchase anything there for 30% off. Once again, myonecondoms.com/realass. And let's get back into it. What is this story? What is this study? Pull it up. Apparently, it has been proven. It has been proven that in the winter, men lose inches in girth on their dick.
See, anytime there's a dick story, I think we should have to meet the scientist who felt the need to conduct this study, and what his, like, is he just doing it because a woman left him and he's just like, no, winter dick. I have severe winter dick.
From the people who brought you whiskey dick.
Yeah, whiskey dick. It was just some guy.
I'm just saying there's a reason Neil deGrasse Tyson looks at the stars.
I mean, there's also feminism dick, not
all
making my sandwich
back.
Dick.
Yeah. Dicks. What is this story here? Can you pull it up? Let's see. Winter penis is real and size isn't the only thing it impacts, sexpert claims.
Sexpert.
Let's see. I love sexperts.
It's a good title.
First, it was winter vagina, where apparently chilly temperatures can cause a drought down there.
Been there, bro.
Not another true. Theory That's fake news.
On how the season impact our private parts has emerged, and it's bad news for you and your little fella. The cold weather can cause penises to shrink, decrease erections, and cause difficulty reaching orgasm, a sexpert has warned. The blood vessels in the penis shut down because of the cold temperatures. So, I mean, they're saying that being cold makes your dick smaller. Yeah, obviously. Is this a fucking study?
Nobody likes a cold dick. I mean, even in the summer.
I've had some sex outdoors in the wintertime.
How'd that go for you?
It worked. I remember one time it was so fucking cold. I mean, it was like crazy. Me and this fucking chick, I met her at a show and she was a bizarre broad. Bizarre fucking broad. Armpit hair. She looked like a lesbian, but like a hot lesbian, like a hot dykey chick, right? And she was just fucking, she was just down. She was just like sexual broad, like just fucking down. And we went, did you meet this chick, Zach? I feel like you might have met this chick.
Sounds like it might have been Zach.
It was definitely.
She had a lot of tattoos, blonde, glasses.
Just a down-ass dyke.
Did you fuck Zach?
No, but I met her, and then we went to Central Park. It was like fucking February, like 6 degrees outside, so cold. And we just hooked up in the fucking freezing fucking. It was crazy. It was kind of hot because of that. But yeah, I mean, I definitely.
Lesbian raped in Central Park this winter. I still can't see snow.
Oh, God.
Fuck. She did look a little Nanette-y. She dressed with like a...
Nanette-y. Like, put that in the real-ass dictionary.
Like a Mozart-y type shirt, yeah. Like with frivols here. She was a fucking crazy broad. A chick like this I wouldn't fuck today. This is like 10 years ago at least. A chick like this, I wouldn't fuck today because I would assume that this chick would be a problem. There's just nobody who gets that far. She's dressed like a fucking clown. She's got armpit hair. She's fucking me in a park. The amount of decisions she made in her life to get there, it's like she's a dangerous individual.
But you're saying everything still worked even though it was
cold.
Yeah,
everything worked. She was fine. I was fine. You know.
We'll take that, science. Luis Gomez disproves science once again.
Luis Gomez disproves science once again.
The J is for just disprove science.
Chris Evans is saying farewell to Captain America, guys.
Oh, God.
Oh. What will I jerk off to now?
Are you into Chris Evans? Do you think he's hot?
I'm into the character. Like
Captain America.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one. That's not even a hot character.
Yeah.
Really?
There's something just like old-fashioned and sweet about it. I hope there.
That was our, that's a weird guy to be in 2 Drop. Thanks, Shannon. It just makes a weird sound when a female is attracted to a guy we don't agree with.
Shouldn't it be like a splashing?
Nope. We just do a weird sound. Very random. It's not. There's no timing to it. Or it's very strange. Like, you would think that it's just a mistake being made in the booth, but no, we don't make mistakes here. That was what happens in that moment. He would not be the most fuckable Avenger for me.
Thor?
Let's
pull
him up.
We've had this conversation already. It's
have
Thor
we had the most
the
fuckable Avenger conversation? I don't think so.
It's Thor all the way.
Are we talking?
You had it in your head, obviously, you faggot. What the hell was that?
By the way, none of us are going to say the girl.
Well, that's out
of
the question.
We forget, that every time we have this conversation, we forget.
Yeah, but
the girl.
I mean, what am I going to do here? First of all, she doesn't even have a fucking power. Black Widow, I mean, I got to be honest with you. Like, her power is that she's, like, you know, really athletic. What is her power? Does she have any power?
She has red hair.
Yeah, she's
I have a question. Is it the character you're fucking or the actor playing the character?
The character.
The character.
You can interpret this question however you would like.
Okay.
This is all the Avengers? That's not
Robert
everybody.
Robert Downey Jr. is very fuckable, too.
Yeah, he's also rich. He's like a fucking rich bad boy billionaire genius.
But also probably gives good head. Like, there's just something about that character where you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or, I mean, technically, he'd be any superhero. No, let's just go with the Avengers. Just
I'm confused on who's an Avenger and who's an X-Man.
Well, right, that's crazy.
Well,
that's
an X-Man ridiculous. You probably haven't heard anything about in the last few years.
Yeah, and those are trannies.
I haven't seen a comic don't call book them movie X-Men. At all.
Lex. They make a cameo in Deadpool 2, don't they?
Here's what I don't like. I don't like mixing in the Guardians of the Galaxy with the Avengers. It starts to fucking confuse things, okay? So Guardians of the Galaxy
is out.
Gamora. Yeah,
and obviously we'd all fuck Groot.
Batista.
Groot is a giant fucking penis, basically.
The tree guy?
They were
he could just literally grow fucking 30 wooden dicks and just fucking impale you everywhere.
Splinters, though.
Splintery.
Yeah, but come on. No, he's from the Ninja Turtles. Shannon?
Don't give that joke a drop. Don't give that joke any kind of thanks. Drop. Unbelievable.
Fuck off. It's a great joke. Splinter was a Ninja Turtle, everyone. I'm sure if Groot wanted to, he could smooth out his wooden dick.
Yeah, he can sand himself down.
Can he?
I don't know.
Does he have the power to do that? Or can
probably
he
hurt. Sanding your own dick?
No, it's not his dick. He's creating wooden dildos.
Branches.
From his branches.
I don't know enough about Groot to make a call.
That's
on
all
this
you gotta know,
way.
To be honest with you. He can create fucking unlimited wooden dildos.
It sounds awful powerful, so.
Yeah.
Too much.
So we're
I think
not
gonna... I'm going low key.
Oh, he's
Because he can
hot.
Make himself look like anybody.
True.
You never get bored.
You just keep on. Yeah, it's just a bit. All right.
But can you take him seriously? Like, I just feel like he's always joking around.
I mean, what are we doing here?
This conversation?
It's Thor.
Okay.
It's
what are we
Thor?
Fucking doing? What are we doing?
Thor
we're
might not
trying
be
to find a
though.
Funny way about this. There's just nothing
Thor.
Fucking funny about it. Thor's
I mean,
the guy.
Thor, of course. He's like the Porsche.
Look at him. Pull up Thor.
That's
these are two different Thors.
Often mistaken for each other.
Yeah, he's as good as it gets.
Oof.
Now you gotta see him with a shirt off.
Is that guy? Is that Thor?
There's when he has a shirt off. Okay. It's a also. I gotta be honest with you. I'd go long hair.
Oh,
Thor.
Oh God.
Yeah, definitely. Long
I'd
hair.
Go long hair.
No,
Thor.
I don't like long hair.
Well, it's not for you. It's for us.
Yeah, we're not talking about you.
Not everything's about you, Chrissy.
Oh, I'm
Jesus
sorry.
Jesus Christ, Chrissy.
Back off, bitch.
Fine.
Yeah. I get it. Shannon, Thor?
I don't know. I feel like Iron Man, I like his his jerkness. Yep. I feel like that's more attractive to me.
Really?
Oh, bitch, yeah. You like him because
he's
the
cocky.
Rich one.
No, I thought we were talking about people we want to have sex with.
Just a one time to fuck you though, Shannon. I know what you like.
I don't know. Thor's okay.
Thor's okay. Have you seen a mirror? Do you know what you are? You said Thor's okay.
Is everything in comparison to ourselves? I didn't know that was part of it.
Well, I mean, yeah. Just when you say Thor's okay like that, like you're a fucking beauty queen.
Who I want to have
look
sex
at this.
Not every
shut
woman.
The fuck up,
not every
Shannon.
Woman just wants a nice not, body.
It's just one time though. It's not
a lot of it is personality.
Not like, everyone wants that on top of them. Are you kidding me?
To defend Shannon though, like I can see if her pick is for Iron Man, then to her, like cleverness, sense of humor is more important than a sick,
it's not,
perfect
because
body.
We've talked to Shannon for the past 2 years
am
on the
right,
show.
Shannon?
Shannon likes a
and
big, muscly
and
idiot.
So I'd pick the Hulk.
That's actually probably true. You probably would pick the Hulk.
Right, because he's hung. Hulk.
Yeah, does his dick changes sizes, right? When he
gets angry, it's bigger. So I'd be like, let's always
smaller?
Have sex when you're
be?
Angry.
His dick just shrinks and
that's
everything else grows.
Angry. That's why he's always angry.
I hate winter!
November!
He's always wearing those shorts. Yeah. He's got no winter gear.
It's true. That's true. Let me see. What's his name? Iron Man without a shirt on.
It's probably pretty nice.
He's like he has a jewel in the center.
I don't think so. No. Not the, we're talking about the actor.
Oh.
Oh yeah, he does. He's got some furnace in his heart.
It's a little too thin.
That's a little too.
And that's Sherlock Holmes, Shannon. That's a little too puny. You want that? How tall is Robert Downey Jr.?
Not tall.
Give me some stats 5'7", here.
5'7", I think.
Because he's Shannon. Shannon's a fucking bullshit artist. She's acting. She's trying to be.
I picked the Hulk. Oh, he's.
She really did pick the Hulk. She wasn't kidding.
No, I picked the Hulk, Lewis.
She figured he want to go.
She really wasn't kidding.
No, it was real.
Nice. size queen.
How tall is Robert Downey Jr.?
5'9". I don't like it.
Oh, yes. I take it all back. He saw his little skinny body.
How tall is the Hulk?
9'8".
No, that doesn't count.
But that's, he's not the Hulk.
Hulk is probably like 20.
How tall is the Hulk?
He's probably 3 meters tall.
How big is the Hulk supposed to be?
7 feet, yeah.
7 feet? No, he's bigger than 7 feet. The Hulk's height is...
This is old cartoony Hulk.
In Hulk, he was 15 to 25 feet tall, becoming taller and more angry than the Incredible Hulk. He will not grow over 9 feet tall, which is close to his comic book counterpart's height of 7 feet. So he's 7 feet tall in the comic book.
9 feet in the Avengers movies.
9 feet. Oh,
yeah, I like that. I like that height. 9 feet.
To fuck or...
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to feel like, you know, you want to know you're there. You want to remember the experience.
You want to feel petite.
I never get to feel like a little lady.
Oh,
when's the last time I felt like a little lady? When your dad dies when you're 4, you don't get to ride on shoulders. Like, you don't get any of this shit, dude. Like, literally, like the idea of like being picked up and held and fucking put onto things. That I got a fucking heroin addict mom. She has no core strength, okay? She can barely fucking even make it out to the goddamn carnival, as much less fucking pick me up to put me on a goddamn pony. I never rode a pony in my life. Never rode a pony in my entire life.
I'm gonna cry.
I know people with
horses. Ironically, because your mother was on horse.
It's good. It's good. Yeah, I brought my kid to apple picking.
Aww.
The other day, on Saturday, and he didn't want to apple pick. He was like, "Fuck it, apple picking sucks."
That had to make you feel good, though. That he already
that he's not gay.
Like, I was like, yeah. That he's like, fuck apple picking.
What, are we going to bake a fucking pie?
Seriously.
A real ass pie.
What are we going to do? No, but we went over to Moon Harvest Farm. Is that the one that's like an hour outside of the city? And yeah, it was cool. There it all.
Aw.
There he is. You can't really see him. Good job, guys. Good job. Aw. There he is.
Aww.
Yeah, we went pumpkin picking. You know, we did all like the fun stuff. You know, at the apple picking place, just didn't actually apple pick.
What is
pick.
He, 6 now?
He's 5.
Oh, he's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah, riding a little pony.
Oh,
never did any
God.
Of this shit. Yeah, he's the best.
Well, he's riding it for both of you.
Yeah. Well, technically, I could have rode that fucking pony if I wanted to.
Please don't ride the pony.
That pony wanted it.
I really should have rode that pony.
Fuck. It's going to be a scarring memory for him later, as his father taking down a small pony by trying to ride it.
Damn it, now I just realized what a missed opportunity was to not fucking ride that pony. I could have played Pony by Ginuwine on a portable speaker. Fucking yeah. Sexually rode the pony.
My pony.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to like stop myself from getting into things in front of my kid all the time. Because we brought him and there was that little trampoline thing that he's jumping up and down on. And the guy just fucked up and like sent us to like the wrong line. It was a whole fucking thing. I don't know. I have to just not be a fucking asshole in front of my kid. So I had to like tell Beatrice to like take him away so I can go be an asshole away from him.
Yeah. So you had your son sent away so you could yell at the guy controlling the trampoline line?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And he gives free cotton candy. Oh, that cotton candy was terror cotton candy. That was that the cotton candy he was eating had nothing to do with fun. This was a man that was terrified that he made me wait too long in a line and other kids were getting on the ride before my kid were getting on the,
wow.
On the ride.
That's nice.
Yeah, well, you wait in a fucking long-ass line to jump on a stupid trampoline thing, and then just because he's not paying attention, you know, now my kid's fucking watching kids get ahead of him. It made me so fucking angry.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, yeah. We got to say, I can't talk about this too much here on this show, Harrington, because we do have Believe You Me happening later on, which I'll say really quick. Let me plug the network for a moment. Guys, fucking cough button, bitch.
Cough
What's
button.
Up all day?
You got it in time?
Oh, let me try it.
Oh, yep.
If you guys love this show, we have over 300 episodes available on demand. The latest 15 are always on iTunes. The latest 4 are on YouTube. But we have over 300 episodes available on demand at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Both this show and every other show on the network, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, which is starting this month. We've got, you know, the Josta Show, Andrew Dice Clay's podcast. I'm over here now. D. Snyder Show, you name it, we got it, guys. 21 amazing shows on the network. You have access to everything we've ever done, Gas Digital related, the entire on-demand library, ad-free episodes, uncensored. Some of these shows are censored because they got to go to YouTube and to other areas. And also pre-release on every episode as well. You get them before they go everywhere else, at least 4 or 5 days. Guys, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. You get yourself a 14-day free trial. Try it out. Listen to the entire library. See if you love it. You might say, fuck it, I love it. This is great. We're going to keep it. If you keep it, $7 a month. If not, say, fuck it. Cancel it. Download all the shows for free. Who cares? Nobody's going to hold it against you. You can download the shows for free. Not even keep the membership. Wow.
What a deal.
Wow. Daddy gives. Daddy gives. Thanks, Chrissy. So, Khabib Nurmagomedov. Nurmagomedov.
Is this like a new comedian?
Nurma. Nurma is the beginning. Nurma, yeah. Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Can this be the rest of the show?
Yeah.
What is it? Say it.
Khabib Nurmagomedov. Nurmagomedov.
Jesus.
Nurmagomedov. I've got an entire show I got to do today. Nurmagomedov.
Yeah, seriously.
Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Well, you just got to get it right one time and then just call him Khabib the rest of the time.
Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Nurmagomedov.
Just have a Miko host
Nurma?
The show.
Nurmagomedov.
What kind of name is that?
Yeah.
Terrorist. Khabib Nurmagomedov.
There we go.
I got it phonetically written out now, so how about that?
There you go.
How about that? He fought Conor McGregor this past Saturday night, and it was fucking chaos. First of all, he beat the fucking shit out of Conor. It was awesome. Yep. Really, really awesome. Complete domination. Even in the third round, which technically he lost that third round, moral victory in that round because he just said, fuck it. He had beaten him up so badly with ground and pound and tiring Conor out in the first two rounds that he was able to stand with Conor and bring the fight right to him. In his world, so even though he got clipped in that round, I think he definitely lost that round. Yeah, it still doesn't matter.
I had him losing the third.
Yeah, he fucking still looked great. Doesn't even fucking matter. So it looked awesome for him to go, fuck you, I'm going to stand there and I'm going to fucking punch you in the face. He dropped Conor at one point in the second.
And maybe he was a little tired.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But it was fucking awesome. Then came out in the fourth round, finished him with a neck crank. Didn't even have the choke sunk in. Yep. Just fucking took his spirit. And then, after the fight, very emotional still. Throws his fucking mouthpiece in the corner of Conor, starts cursing out his corner. Dylan Danis, who's a Bellator fighter, one of Conor McGregor's training partners, is in the crowd. He starts popping shit to Khabib. Khabib jumps up on top of the fucking octagon like a fucking eagle, soars through the air, and starts fighting Dylan Danis in the crowd. Everyone's going fucking nuts. Huge melee in the crowd. Conor McGregor in the ring. On the broadcast, they just show like a big melee and then a dude jump over the cage and start punching Conor. When you look at the footage, Conor actually fucking swung on one of Khabib's teammates, and that started a whole other fucking melee in the ring. So then I think it was Khabib's brother jumped in the ring and started punching Conor. It was fucking chaos. Either way, look, it's not great for the sport. Not great for the sport. We're going to really get into this today on BYM. But you don't have to be a good person. You don't have to be a fucking whatever. You don't have to be anything to be a real ass dude. So this week's real ass dude of the week, Khabib Nurmagomedov.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Nurmagomedov is his name. And he's the real ass dude of the week. Nurmagomedov. Wow. I just had to write it out phonetically for 2 years now. That's all I had to do. Cool. Yeah. How do you not love it? People are talking all this shit. Rogan was like, oh, this is horrible. Bisping after the fight was like, oh, this is a blemish on the sport and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, let's fucking get real. We watched this shit happen over and over again in so many different sports. We watched the Ron Artest fighting in the fans thing, or fighting fans in the stands thing last night. I mean, dude, they started basketball players, giant fucking 7 foot tall basketball players punching fucking fans in the face. I mean, it's gotten so much worse in professional sports. Soccer stadiums, riots, people getting killed, people being beaten to death with baseball bats at fucking baseball games and football games. Let's get fucking real. This is cage fighting. These guys are fucking emotional. Khabib was disrespected on so many different levels. So many levels, dude. He went after his fucking family, his religion, his people. These fucking Russian Muslims, they're not you or I. They're not going to, like,
the last
I'm making fun of Chrissy's dead mom. Ha ha. Dude, if I did that to Khabib Nurmagomedov, do you know what he would do to me if I made fun of his dead fucking mom? They don't play that shit. This is a different type of culture, and Conor bit off more than he could chew in the fight. And then, to be honest with you, with all the antics leading up to it, the dolly through the fucking window at Madison Square Garden, which was way worse than this, put way more people at risk, substantially more people. Conor doesn't have control of where that fucking dolly is hitting. It could have went through a window and killed somebody. It just as easily as it didn't, it could have. Yeah. That's a fucking fact. And we're gonna sit here and act like Khabib is this fucking crazy lunatic, fucking out of control. Let's fucking get real. Where's the common denominator here? Okay, Conor McGregor has been involved in the bottle throwing incident with Nick Diaz and with Nate Diaz, right? Conor McGregor jumped in the Bellator cage, right? It caused a huge fucking melee at Bellator a few months ago. Conor McGregor jumped the cage and went to go fight Jose Aldo after one of his fights before he was a champion, right, Harrington? I mean, how many times is Conor McGregor going to be involved in one of these incidents? Now, Khabib, every interview, everything before Conor has been, oh, yes, I respect my country and my family. Oh, I cannot take this title fight. I must, you know, celebrate Ramadan right now. And this is this dude. He's just a fucking respectful, quiet fucking dude. And then Conor brings it to another level and gets rewarded for that fucking behavior. Over and over and over and over again, we watch Conor McGregor fucking rewarded for that behavior. And then eventually it came to bite him in the ass, and we're going to act like Khabib is a piece of shit. No, dude, he let the moment get the best of him. It was wrong. Whoever jumped in the cage and started fighting Conor, that's a criminal fucking act. Simple as that. These are fucking dudes, though. Let's get real. They're all fucking tough, thuggy motherfuckers, and they're all going to fucking fight each other again. You know, let's just back the fuck up. We're not children. We're not fucking chicks. No offense. You know, this is cage fighting, and it's a man's fucking sport. And in a week, none of it's going to matter. And I promise you, the rematch will be set. And I promise you, the UFC will use every bit of this footage to promote it.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry, that was my speech.
And I feel like there's the martial art purists are kind of like the people who are offended by it. But for people who are like me, who are just a fan of fighting, I love the spectacle of this shit. That was the most fun I've had watching a UFC card in a while.
It was nuts.
The whole card was great. And then to end it like that, like, as much as I loved Lesnar getting in the ring with Cormier and dropping motherfuckers and stuff, it came off as like so pre-produced and staged. But that Khabib hopping the rail and people jump, it was like anything can happen. This is insane. It was like that sold. I'm like, I want the rematch right now.
Yep. And nobody would. Conor should be thanking his fucking lucky stars.
Nobody would want a rematch if that didn't happen.
Nobody would want a rematch. Now you at least have the story. You know, they would have still given Conor anything he wanted. But, you know, I think it's not good for the sport. I'm not going to say that it's a positive. I don't think that guy should react that way. What I think people should be real, and once in a while in like real fucking life you say fuck it, you know, and you say I don't care about my job right now. This guy's crossed a line to the point where I'm gonna punch him in the fucking face. Anybody who's ever punched somebody in the face has been there. Anybody who's ever been in a fist fight, Chris, you ever been in a fist fight?
No.
So, yeah, you won't understand this.
Well, one time in middle school, Shaniqua tried to fight me behind the Spanish deli.
Is it because you called her Shaniqua? Her name was Renee.
No.
You mean Carol?
I don't know what happened. And then she never showed up. And I was like, thank God.
Shaniqua's you showed up, you though? Up.
Of course I showed up. Good I'm like, you. I'm German, you know? I'm like,
we follow through? What?
We follow through.
She ordered her to meet her behind the deli.
I'm German. We finish things. yeah, but there's something about being in a moment where you Have you been in a fist fight, Patrick?
Yes, but I don't think I've ever connected on a punch. It's always ended in me getting punched.
But even so, you still made a decision at one point that jail wasn't going to matter that night, that, you know, the people you were with didn't fucking matter, who you were embarrassing yourself in front of, for whatever reason, whether it's alcohol's involved or whatever it is. You still kind of decide, like, all right, this guy crossed the line, now we're going to fucking fight. And that's that. And, you know, I did that on stage once. We had that, we talked about it on the show, where I, you know, the dude was fucking kept on heckling me. And it was to a point where there was no security, no nothing. I was like, dude, if you say one more thing, I'm going to fucking come over and I'm going to beat the shit out of you. And once you committed to those words, like, if he does it, I was like, cool, I'm no longer a comedian. You drop the mic, you're like, I'm a dude now, what? And then you fucking beat the shit out of him. And I didn't. I just mushed him and I fucking called his girl fat a bunch in front of him, which is way worse than beating somebody up.
It's more embarrassing.
Yeah, like she came out, she said, you're an asshole. I was like, you're a fat cunt. Tell your boyfriend I just said that to you. You're a fat cunt. What's up? Tell him to come out here and do something about it. And she had to like go back, and he's just calling a fat cunt, and he had to hide inside of a fucking bar. Oof.
I'm down 3 pounds this week.
I love it. Okay. I respect that. I respect a guy who says, fuck it, you know, because some other guy crossed the fucking line. I'm not condoning it. Yes, it's dangerous. Yes, you know, there was people fighting in the fucking streets. I think that would happen anyway after the after that fight. No matter what happened, there was going to be Russians and Irishmen drunk fist fighting in Vegas.
Dana White didn't even want to give him the belt because he's like, it's going to cause a riot if I hand you this belt in front of everybody.
Yeah.
That crowd had to be super volatile. And I saw videos of people fighting at like the fucking, you know, Popeyes or whatever outside after the fight.
Yeah.
Just like. Irish.
See, the Irish guy get fucking knocked out. Like, this one Irish guy got fucking annihilated. Like, over and over again. He kept on just coming back and getting beat up by different Irish, by Russians.
Excuse me. Don't. Russian Muslims are the last people in the world you want to fuck with. Dagestan, Kazakhstan, all they do is fucking learn how to fight.
It's a fucking cultural thing. Believe me, I don't think the UFC wants Khabib as their champion. It's a tough sell, right? Yeah.
Well, he wasn't marketable until now.
Putin called me right after the fight and congratulated. He said this shit.
Yeah.
Putin called me. What? What, you mean our enemy? The guy who's we're having like a fucking weird fucking nuclear arms race with? I don't even know anything about this. Doesn't sound good.
How does Putin get everybody's phone number?
This is fucking crazy.
Tight.
This is the way that Americans are thinking about this. Like, literally going like, Putin. Why would Putin call you? Trump didn't call you? That's not who the UFC wants. But he's the fucking best, dude. 27-0, destroyed Conor. Makes people look fucking bad. Also, the style of fighter that doesn't make people look good. Not exciting style. Not like he's great. Like in interviews, he's so intense, but it's not like marketable that way. It's like he's not a star like Conor. And just now, at what point does Conor's star dwindle? Because he's lost 3 out of his last 4.
Yeah.
Two out of his last 4.
Oh.
He lost to Nate and Khabib. He beat Nate and he beat Eddie Alvarez for the title.
Oh, that's right. Eddie was in there. I'm sorry. I thought it was 2 Nates. All right, yeah. Eddie
I was in including there. The Mayweather loss.
Yeah, I'm including the Mayweather loss.
Okay.
That's 3 losses.
Is it 3 out of his last 4 then? If I include the Mayweather loss?
No, because he beat Nate and Eddie in a row.
3 out of his last 5 he's lost.
Yes.
Yeah, he's lost 3 out of his last 5. You know, part of your thing is you're the baddest fucking man on the planet. That's the idea. You're supposed to be perceived as the baddest motherfucker. You just got embarrassed.
Yeah.
It's an embarrassing fight. So we'll see what happens. Very excited, though. Really cool time in MMA. If you guys want to hear me talk about this much more extensively, today, 3:30 Eastern, live with Michael Bisping, Believe You Me podcast. Bisping's going to have a lot to say about it, I'm sure. And yeah, it's going to be fucking great. We're going to wrap this one up in just a minute or so. But want to thank you motherfuckers for coming out today. One more time, make sure you follow everyone on Twitter, on social media, at Scrotime, S-C-H-R-O-T-I-M-E.
Perfect.
Right?
You're a hell of a speller all of a sudden.
At Chrissy Mayer, C-H-R-I-S-S-I-E-M-A-Y-R.
Yeah, you got it.
Fuck yeah. Zach, isn't that funny? At Louis J. Gomez. We could wrap this one up, Shannon. At I am Shannon Lee, at the chin turn _. Realize podcast as well on social medias. Guys, please come out. Support the tour, guys. Get your tickets if I'm in your area. Buy fucking tickets for friends. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm bringing some great comedians with me on this tour. Zach's going to be on a bunch of the shows as well. Kim Congdon's coming out to a bunch of them. So support me where you can. And look out for the special coming up this winter on the Guest Digital Network. Love you guys. We'll check you out Wednesday. Peace.
That's all, folks.
What's going on, Gomites? Thanks for watching the Real Ass Podcast today. As you probably already know, we just started working with the legendary Andrew Dice Clay on his podcast, I'm Over Here Now. Well, here's a clip. Enjoy.
We have with us who I refer to, we're very close, would you say that?
Yeah.
My second best friend.
Yeah, Wheels is
in the
first.
World.
Yeah.
Wheels is my first best friend. Yeah. Tom Green is my second best friend.
Yeah.
Tom is an excellent actor slash great, great comedian.
Thank you.
He started... what was the name of your show on MTV?
The Tom Green Show.
The Tom Green Show. Yeah. He was the first ever to do what the assholes from Jackass ripped off from him. I mean, it was a complete... Look at me.
I don't...
No. Yeah. It was a complete ripoff.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Complete. I don't stand for that. I don't like when I see myself ripped off, which is a constant... But his is so blatant because what he created years ago, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm not, was the pranks from your parents to painting the house, to painting the car, to all the crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And then these assholes come along,
yeah.
talentless and all, but no. That's not talent. To throw yourself off a cliff is just an asshole. Tom mixed these pranks with comedy, you know, and that's what made it interesting. Not just lighting yourself on fire to die or something, you know, like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've gotten to know the Jackass guys, and I do like them.
I don't have anything against them.
I'm trying to.
They didn't rip me off. They didn't do anything to me.
I try not to, you know...
To dwell on it
or get... or.
Well, you've come so far since then. I'm just... My point is I just like people to know how you started out.
Yeah, yeah.
That, tell them... You know what? You could tell people because I know from our talks that it was almost like an accident how it became a phenomena.
Yeah. Yeah, I started the show on community public TV in Canada. And then you know, we just did it and MTV picked it up and... It was exciting time, you know. I moved to New York in 1999.
All right, but what's the rush?
What's that?
I mean, you gave like a brief. I do a whole build up because you're my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just said we started on community TV and then MTV picked it up.
Yeah.
Like, how long did it take?
I did the show for 5 years in Ottawa, Canada. I was a broadcasting student. A television broadcasting student at Algonquin College. I was like learning how to plug in microphones and cameras and all that stuff like this, kind of like what you got here. And I knew nobody was going to give me a TV show, so I just had to go make my own TV show.
Do you remember your first prank?
The first one for the show when we had the cameras rolling was basically, it was called Meathead, and I went downtown and I taped pork chops to my head. And I went around and I interviewed people.
I was just thinking of something.
So it was called Meathead.
Yeah.
And I went downtown and I taped pork chops to my head.
Pork or lamb?
Like pork.
Okay.
Pork chops. And then I went around and I interviewed people with a, you know, microphone and just pretended there was no meat on my head. Yeah. And then they got confused and ran away. And then that was
the
joke.
Do you feel Lady Gaga stole the meat thing from you?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I'm actually, that's one I don't mind talking about.
Okay. No, I'm just saying.
No, I don't know. You know, listen.
Didn't she put skirt steak all over herself?
Yeah, she did do that. Yeah.
Nothing like meat on top of meat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know Lady Gaga, so I don't...
Yeah, I'm not...
She's
I'm
your
not
friend. Looking, I know she's a friend of yours.
No, we'll get into that, but
I don't
I'm
want
just
to
accuse saying...
Her. I don't like accusing anybody
it's
of...
It's not accusing. She's just... She's a very creative person, but you know when it came to wrapping herself in skirt steak, that was your influence.
It's possible.
I'm over